Google's been testing a self-driving car now for a couple of years. It's actually logged about 300,000 miles on it. But now with more companies, car companies, tinkering with the ideas of self-driving cars, now Jerry Brown signed this bill into law, making them legal, perfectly legal, on public streets here in California for testing purposes if there's a licensed driver in the driver's seat ready to take over in case the computer goes nuts. Here's the governor.
We're looking at science fiction becoming tomorrow's reality, the self-driving car.
The new law also instructs the DMV here to come up with a way to license self-driving cars, so if they are publicly available at some point, the DMV would have a way to say, okay, this is certified and this is safe. We heard from Sergey Brin, the co-founder of Google, and he has a vision of what one day a self-driving car could do in the future. And let me just say, taxi drivers, watch out.
What I see in this project is the potential to really transform our urban and suburban centers and not need that much parking. You know, you can have a car drop you off here to work, get out, walk through a little bit of green space, and it goes off and takes somebody else somewhere else.
Yeah, it sounds like a taxi without a driver. In the more near term, GM is working on a car that could do some driving for you, more like adaptive cruise control that Ford and some other automakers have right now that brake and accelerate for you based on what it sees on radar. But this one will actually keep you in between the lines in that lane as well on the freeway. But it looks like it's a little bit more off in the distance to actually have a car that you plug in where you want to go, and it sees stoplights, and it sees pedestrians, and it makes all the turns and makes sure that it follows all those rules. But now it's legal here in California.
All right, Alex Stone, I'm trying not to be the fuddy-duddy you accused me of just a couple of minutes ago, but I don't this is by no means is a pass to fall asleep while you're driving down the freeway, right?
Well, one day, maybe, you could tip a couple back and not worry about, how am I going to get home? But as of right now, that is a long way away. That's more what Sergey Brin sees, is that, you know, essentially these things are driving themselves all over the place. More in the near term, like the car that GM, well, first of all, my wife has a Ford that has adaptive cruise control. And on the freeway, it does the braking and the accelerating for us. You essentially drive. But if anybody gets close to you or near you, it will brake for you and slow you down and actually make you come to a complete stop if it needs to. This essentially will do the same thing, except it will also keep you in between those white lines on the freeway. Long time before you can just punch in that destination and go.